AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland says there will be a Justice Department review of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
We have been promised, assured, and welcomed with respect to cooperation by every level of law enforcement, state, federal, and local.
19 children and two teachers were killed. On Capitol Hill, there was taped testimony from a survivor of the Uvalde shooting, 11-year-old Maya Cirillo.
Do you feel safe at school? Why not? And you think it's going to happen again?
Cirillo said no, she doesn't feel she's safe. She described putting the blood of a dead classmate on her face to avoid being shot. Lucretia Hughes' 19-year-old son was shot and killed at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. She says laws won't make a difference.
We must prepare to be our own first responders to protect ourselves and our loved ones. I am a legal, law-abiding citizen, and I don't need the government to save me.
The testimony before the House Oversight Committee comes as lawmakers work to strike a bipartisan agreement on gun safety. South Dakota Republican John Thune in the Senate says there is a lot to work through on gun laws.
You have, like I said, a history and a heritage and a culture of this country, especially in the middle of the country where I'm from, of law-abiding citizens exercising that right in a responsible way. So I'm not, again, sure how you would go about trying to address that issue.
A man carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties was arrested near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland after threatening to kill the justice. Nicholas John Roski of California was identified in a criminal complaint. An Arizona man convicted in the 1984 killing of an 8-year-old girl has been put to death. This is AP News. The Foo Fighters are planning two concerts in memory of guitarist Taylor Hawkins. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Taylor Hawkins had been with the Foo Fighters since the 1999 There Is Nothing Left to Lose album. The Foo Fighters say they are putting together two shows to play the songs that Hawkins fell in love with and the ones he brought to life. One tribute concert is set for London's Wembley Stadium on September 3rd, and the other at the Kia Forum outside Los Angeles on September 27th. The lineups will be announced later. Hawkins died March 25th while the Foo Fighters were on tour in South America. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Chelsea Blackwell's dog, Blue, disappeared in Albany, New York, and the distraught owner went in search. She saw squad cars and people with cameras near the Greyhound bus station. It wasn't bad news. Blue was found. Academy Award-winning actress Hilary Swank found Blue. Swank has a history of rescuing dogs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.